in Faith Matters, we will reflect a little bit on what we call the universal call to deep contemplative prayer, which means simply that everyone among God's people are called to a deep immersion with Him. Begins usually with meditation, actively pondering God's Word, and then He begins to give an awareness and a love for Himself that is beyond words and images, and it becomes deeper and deeper. And our point is that God calls all of us to this. Scripture makes that very plain. But I'm going to choose to make this point in another way. In Vatican Council II, the Constitution on the Liturgy, in number 10, we read the following. And I would ask you to notice how the Council takes it for granted that everyone should have this deep prayer life, or at least be growing in it. I quote, "The liturgy in its turn inspires the faithful," notice, not just monks and nuns, everybody, "inspires the faithful to become of one heart in love when they have tasted to their full of the paschal mysteries." Now, the expression "taste to their full" comes from one of the Psalms, "Taste and see how good the Lord is." That is very deep prayer. That's contemplative prayer. It's much more than vocal prayer, good as that is and necessary. It's more than meditation. It's a deep experience of God. And notice this sentence indicates that all the faithful are to be deeply tasting the Lord in profound prayer in the celebration of Mass. The little passage goes on. "The renewal in the Eucharist of the covenant between the Lord and man draws the faithful into the compelling love of Christ and sets them on fire." Now, obviously, that is very deep prayer. And once again, I ask you to notice how faithful to Scripture, which also speaks about burning with love for God and total love for Him, being on fire, you notice how this passage assumes that the faithful again means married people as well as anybody else, that we are to be set on fire in the celebration of Mass. That is a very deep prayer life to which all of us are called.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Dubé for his series, St. John of